Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Brown moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Alvis scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball towards center. Stanley settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stanley. Hinton moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Colavito moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horton is hit by the pitch. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Colavito goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Larry Sherry now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clinton strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Whitfield moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Hauser now playing second base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hargan now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Roman pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Bill Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman hits a line drive into left field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Lou Clinton now playing right field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Lump reaches second base with a double. George Smith pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Smith now playing second base. Bill Davis pinch hits for Joe Askew. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Davis reaches second base with a double. Richie Sheinblum pinch runs for Bill Davis. Al Luplau pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Phil Roof now catching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Demeter pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Sam McDowell now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup scores. There goes Demeter trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Al Kaline pinch hits for George Smith. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Kaline now playing third base. Don Wirt now playing shortstop. George Thomas now playing second base. John Hiller now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaline fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Fox now pitching. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser is called out on strikes. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Phil Roof. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a pop-up towards third. Kaline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Horton reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Freehan bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. Wirt moves to second. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is walked intentionally. Jackie Moore pinch hits for Terry Fox. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDowell strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Redmond now playing left field. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña fires over to first and Cash drops the ball. That's an error on Cash. Alvis moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo is walked intentionally. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Davalillo moves to second. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Luke Clinton. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Davalillo moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.